All right. Lord, we thank you for another great evening, because you're the one that's going to be leading this show. We praise you, Father, for all that you're doing, all the freedom that you're setting people free from, these bondages. We're breaking every chain. Lord, you're breaking every chain. We just love it. And, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that tonight that a lot of people are going to be blessed by your leading, Lord, and I thank you for it. And I thank you, Lord, that your presence tonight is going to be so strong. It's going to be so awesome, Lord, that people's lives will be changed by it. And I thank you for it, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that your word's going to go forth tonight in truth and power. And, Father, I just praise you for all that you're going to do tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Boy, I'm pumped up. I'm telling you what. I wish y'all would get excited as I am. Tell you what. Oh, my God. Who is that iPad, Judy? Are you home? Girl, look at you. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. Let's see. How come I can't do this? Oh, there it is. Anybody got any prayer requests? What time did you get home, Judy? Can you hear me? I said, what time did you get home? What time did you get home?
11:10.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anna's got her hand up. Go ahead, Anna. Glad to have you home, girl. You just in time.
I was hoping you'd pray for Matthew. He's in bed. He only got like an hour of sleep last night. He had a toothache and a headache really bad.
Okay, well, let's come against her. In the name of Jesus, right now, we come against that spirit of infirmity on him. We command you to go in Jesus' name. We command it by the power and authority and the blood of Jesus, that Matthew doesn't have to put up with that in the name of Jesus. So we command it to go from his body right now. We command that tooth to be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that Matt is healed in Jesus' name. Tell him to get up out of that bed and go to work. He's healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.
Father, it's done.
Amen. It is done. Okay. Anyone else? Okay, Missy, go ahead.
Alex is going to take his driver's test tomorrow. So... second time. He's going to pass this time in Jesus' name.
Amen. Did he study for it?
It's the driving part. You can't study.
Okay. But
in the name of Jesus, Father, just ask that we have good weather tomorrow morning so we can take Alex to just practice a little bit for the parallel parking. And Lord, I just thank you that you're going to remind him of everything that he needs to do, and especially make complete stops at stop signs, Lord. Don't let him forget that. Don't let him get slack on that, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that he's not going to be nervous, and he's just going to be comfortable in that seat and just not be bothered by anything and just pass it with flying colors in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. We believe it. Thank you, Lord. He'll finally get him a driver's license in Jesus' name. At 29 years old, have I held him? Oh, 22? 21? Okay. I had mine when I was 13.
What, illegally?
Yeah. I'm running up down the road. I guess I had a license. But we lived out in the country, though, you know, on the farm.
Yeah, a lot of farm kids drove before, yeah. Way before a lot of other kids did.
Yeah. Okay, anybody else? Hey, Megan.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, Gano. How's it going, girl?
Oh, I guess okay.
All right.
I just wanted to thank the Lord for his care and the things that he has provided for me. And Father, I just thank you for your presence in our home and for the way that you do care for me. This has been a spiritual battle, and I thank you that you have given me authority over the enemy, amen. That I don't let him ruin my days. And I thank you for the friends that you have placed in my path. They have been here to pray for me and with me and help me to do things that I couldn't do myself. And I thank you that we can get together and fellowship, and we can study your word and pray together. I feel really blessed because I know there's many people that don't have that opportunity, and they don't have those people around them who are like-minded believers. And I just thank you, Father, that I do have that here. And I just like to pray a special blessing on each one of them today. And I especially lift up Tracy and Blake and Mardell and Greg today. I just thank you, Father, for all the help that they've given me. And just be with each one each day. And I just thank you for them. Give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, Father, we lift up day and over to you, Lord, and we ask and we pray for peace in her heart. We thank you, Lord, for filling her up with your Holy Spirit to overflowing, Lord, that there's so much love that you're placing in the gay know that there ain't no room for anything else but your love, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for gay know and bringing her through in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yeah, it just seems like it's just been a real spiritual battle. Some days are worse than others, of course, but I know Greg and I were talking, you know, you got to be on offense, not really defense, but be on offense, and mm-hmm. because he's given us that authority to be in that place and not the other. And I just have to remember that. And but I also would like a prayer for healing for my foot. And I don't know, I've been having, my legs have been swelling kind of bad recently, and I really haven't done anything that should happen. I just would like prayer for better circulation and just that my foot would be healed. I don't really know what the problem is with it. I've had trouble with it for like 10 years, because when we were doing a cement project in front of our shed, I kept jumping across, and I think I hurt my arch at that time, and I never did do anything about it. And as the years go by, it seems like it's getting to be more of a problem than it was for a long time. And I would just like prayer for that.
Okay. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for giving all of us authority over all the power of the enemy, and that's an enemy to Gano. And in the name of Jesus right now, I command that spirit of infirmity out of her legs. I command the swelling to go down. I command the pain to stop, and I command everything that's broken to be fixed in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that any mending is already done in the name of Jesus, because by his stripes we were healed already. And I praise you, Father, that Gano's legs are healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus. And she's not going to have this problem any longer. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for her healing. And everybody say it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay. How's Greg doing? Thank you,
Father.
How's Greg doing, Gano?
Oh, I'm working him. He isn't here right now. Okay. But yeah, I'm keeping him very busy. It's like, he said it reminds him too much of the college. Lots of mowing around here. Plus lots of other little things that remind him of the things he had to do there. Fixing things.
What? He ought to be good at it, so that'd be good.
Well, yeah, he's had a lot of practice.
Yep, yeah.
He's got more muscles than I got, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, praise God. Greg is up there helping you out, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I'm planning on coming back with him and spending a little time there, you know, maybe a week or so there, but not sure. I'm still working on taxes, so trying to get that done.
Okay. All right.
Slow.
All right. Well, okay. Bless you, girl.
Okay. Thank you. Bless you, too.
All right. Okay. Everyone else? Yeah, Missy.
I just remembered. Remember I told you all about a sister that I met at Sam's Club. Her name is Victoria. You know, call her Vicky, but she had a headache, and I had prayed for her, and I'd spoken to her a little bit and asked her if she was, I did ask her if she was born again, baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, and she said, yeah. And I saw her the other week briefly, and then I just saw her the other day, but I gave her my phone number. She was telling me about her husband, about that he smokes and he's trying to quit, but he's not able to. And I, you know, just told her about it. I said, you know, that's an addiction. That's a spirit. You know, that's a spirit. And she shook her head. Yes. You know, and I said, well, you have authority. I said, you know, and I've seen them. I've met a lot of people who've had addictions, drug addictions, whatever, and that were instantly delivered and no side effects, no withdrawal or anything like that. So I encouraged her, you know, go home as soon as she could, you know, and, you know, the two of them agree and just command it to go and, you know, not receive any, pray that there be no, withdrawal or whatever. And she mentioned to me about, she has a sister that's a lot older and her health is really bad, and she said a lot about and worried about her husband. She, you know, she sounds like, you know, she just really loves her husband. She says that he's a really I forget how she said it, something like that he's a really a wonderful husband or something like that, I think she said. But and she was worried about her sister and worried about her other sister that would not take her sister passing very well, you know. And she just, and she said something. I asked her to write her phone number down. I wrote mine down and gave it to her. And I was actually trying to write down. She couldn't think of her number. And she was saying that, you know, I can't think. And so I just said, I can be in confusion to go and clarity of thought, you know, of mind, you know, her mind to be clear or whatever. And that's how she was the last time, like really foggy and hard. It was hard for her to get out what she wanted to say and all. And I sense that there's, there's some spirit there. I don't know if she is disabled in some way, so has some kind of disability. You know, lots of times mental issues or disability or whatever. But we know usually that's all spirits and all. So I like to pray for her, and if you think of anything else to pray. So, Father, I just lift Victoria up again to you, Lord. I pray that you remind her of everything that I spoke to her. And I did speak to her, Father, that about the power of our tongue, you know, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and that our words have power and to speak blessings and not cursings, and speak according to your promises, Lord. So just remind her, you can do that by the power of your spirit, Lord. Remind her of everything that I spoke to her, Lord, and remind her what I spoke to her concerning her husband. And we just bind up and command spirits of confusion, spirits of memory loss, anything that is hindering her thought processes and her memory, in the name of Jesus, command it to go off her now in the name of Jesus. And she will remember. And Lord, just remind her that I reminded her that she has authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall in any wise hurt you, Lord. Just remind her of, I spoke a lot to her, Lord, you know, in a very short time, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, also for reminding her. I believe and I pray that she did not lose my number. You remind her that she has my number and that she will text me, Lord. or call me, whichever, Lord. And I just thank you for that, Lord. And I just ask you for your wisdom, Lord, and discernment, Lord. And she mentioned about having me over for dinner sometime, Lord. And that would be great, Lord. If it's your will, it may sound kind of funny, Lord, but Lord willing. So Father, I just pray that my friendship with her would go the direction that you want it to go, Lord. And you know what she needs, Lord. And I just pray your blessings upon her, Lord, and her husband. And I ask you, Lord, her sister, Lord, that before she goes, I just ask you to increase her faith, that she understand the gospel in full, Lord. Vicky said that she was saved, Lord. So I just pray, Lord, that you not take her, Lord, until she is definitely completely ready to go with you, Lord, and that you would comfort all the family, especially the one sister, Lord. And Lord, just increase their faith. I command that worry spirit off of Victoria in the name of Jesus. And Lord, reminder to give everything to you, and nothing be anxious, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let her request be made known to you. And I just thank you, Lord, for blessing her household. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we hook our faith up and miss him. We believe it's all done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, Marilyn.
I just wanted to add on to Missy's prayer there for Victoria. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for her name, that she has the victory in Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you increase her faith. And that spirit of worry is there. Its friends are there too. And we command all doubt, fear, and unbelief to go in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, thank you, Lord, for freeing her up, that she's going to have faith. She's going to have faith for her husband to get set free of nicotine. And Lord, we just command that spirit of nicotine off of her and out of her husband in Jesus' name as well. Lord, it sounds like he wants to get set free. And if he's not wholehearted in his desire, we pray you'll give him a wholehearted desire. Because I've seen you do that with somebody real close with us that once I prayed for them to have a desire to get free of nicotine, within a week they were set free. And so we pray that for Victoria's husband as well. We hook our faith up with everyone here. And Lord, we're just believing for a good report. And thank you, Lord, for increasing Victoria's faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We believe it, Lord. We thank you for it. We thank you for it that nicotine's gone from that boy. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Anyone else? Hey, Judy, did you get caught in any cyclones or torpedoes up there?
Did I what?
Did you get caught in any tornadoes or cyclones or torpedoes, anything like that up there in Ohio?
Yeah, last night was really bad. I mean, it was the sirens going off and my phone was beeping all these alerts. And there was one that touched down about 10 miles from us. And they were all around us. And I even text David, he might have got it afterwards. But then, and then at 9 o'clock, everything got cleared off. So yeah. we were good. It just went around us.
Amen. Yeah, we got it when we was headed home about 10 or so. You was already safe by then.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
I just prayed the Spirit.
Okay. Anyone else? Anybody got a testimony, a praise report? Judy's got a praise report. Go ahead, girl.
Yeah, well, I had a real good trip to Indiana, and I got to see my grandson graduation party, and it just went really well. Everything went really good, and a really neat thing was the youngest granddaughter wanted me to come back and actually stay all night at Doug's house. First, I was kind of, I don't know if I want to do that. But I prayed and prayed, and I said, give me peace. And I finally got peace, and I went, and it went great. Just, I mean, the Lord's really working on the grandkids and working on things there. So I just want to praise him for that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Anybody else? Yeah, Willie.
I got a friend I'd like to pray for. She recently called me after many years. You know, and I would always feel bad about her smoking. And smoking was one of the things that, you know, I believe was part of what killed her mom. And so she's been smoking since I've known her in high school, you know. And I've known her since she was 16. And so she's now 40. And so she's still smoking, and I'm just like, wow, that stuff will kill you. It just never sat right with me, you know, especially after I heard what happened to her mom. And so I would just like to pray for her, you know, since we're coming against this spirit of nicotine. Yeah, she doesn't know I'm going to pray for her, but yeah, I'm going to pray for her. All right. Give me. I'd be wanting to laugh about stuff, but Father, I just thank you that you brought an old friend back across to me. Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to be able to pray for her. Heavenly Fathers, and I just want to pray not just against the nicotine, but concerning her own salvation, concerning where she's at spiritually, concerning that she doesn't know you, Heavenly Father. you know, concerning that, you know, Satan has been this smoke in her nostrils, this smoke in her lungs, Heavenly Father. Satan has been that which has been choking her from receiving anything concerning the word, Lord God. Lord, I just ask that, you know, this utter deliverance, you know, for her from nicotine, not only just nicotine, but from fallen, sinful man, just from that fallen nature, Heavenly Father. Same way you delivered me, deliver her, Heavenly Father. But yep, I do come against that spirit of nicotine. I just pray, Heavenly Father, that, you know, you break it off from her and you show her that it was you, Lord God. In that Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just come against that spirit of nicotine. And we command it off of that lady in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that she's going to understand that it's you that took it away from her and that she'll come in. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to do that for her. Now, Lord, I'm going to pray for my old friend, too. He's 71 years old. He went back to drinking here a while back. Lord, I left Wayne up to you. He's been a friend of mine since high school. And Lord, he was a good friend. And I'm asking you, Father, to deliver him of that addiction to alcohol, that addiction to wanting to get out and drink and do all those things that he ought not to be doing now. He ought to be serving you, Lord. I'm asking you to get a hold of Wayne, grant repentance to him, and turn him around before it's too late. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Okay. Anyone else?
Hi, Michael. Could we pray for my grandson, the one that was in the incubator, Jackson?
Okay.
We prayed, Diane and Missy, we prayed for him the other day, and we casted off a spirit of rejection and abandonment since he was in the incubator for so long. Because all he does is cry. He just cries and cries and cries. Unless you're holding him or you're in his face, he just constantly cries. And so, I don't know. I just lift him up, and I just want you guys to all agree, too, in prayer that he would be restored and that those spirits would leave him. And that he would be restored and that his mom would be more patient with him, and because it's affecting her. And we just, Lord, ask you for your help in this situation. And I don't know if there's anything else going on.
What's he doing in an incubator now?
He was in an incubator for all those months, if you recall. We prayed for him. I think he was in there 3 months. Jackson, you know.
Yeah.
And
I remember.
Yeah. Well, he's 6 months now, and but he just cries all the time.
Okay. And, we're gonna pray for him. We're gonna pray for him. And if from this point on, we're gonna speak nothing but blessings on that boy.
Yes.
With Jesus, right now, I command that spirit that's in him, that's irritating him, to go right now in the name of Jesus. Yes. You go from Jackson. I command every spirit that's tormenting him to leave that baby right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I'm asking you to put your Holy Spirit in that boy and to calm him down. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding be all upon him in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Lord. And I'm thinking, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to bring Barbara, is that your daughter?
Yes, her name is Sarah.
All right. Is she saved? I don't remember.
No, she's not. She's not walking in the Lord. Her and her husband, both Joey, he's not either.
Okay. Well, Lord, I'm asking you to grant repentance to both of them.
Yes.
And that this baby would be a testimony to them that there is a God. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to bring them into the kingdom in a mighty way. And Father, I'm asking you to let Barbara be a light for them, that she'd be a light of faith and bold and great faith when they call or irritated because of whatever's going on with the baby, that she would tell them, say, well, we prayed the prayer of faith. And I'm asking you to believe that that baby's going to be, is already delivered in Jesus' name. And watch and see the Lord do his work in it. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit's working on that family right now. And I'm asking you, Lord, to put it in Barbara, to keep praying for them and believing and just to get back in the rest that you're already working in her daughter and her son-in-law. In the name of Jesus, you've already worked in that child. That child is healed in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, Barbara?
Amen.
Okay, sister.
I also would like to have prayer. I have a son. We used to live together, and, you know, I've moved, and he has so much anger towards me, so much anger. And it all started a little bit before my husband died in December there. And he has schizophrenia. He has schizophrenia, and he deals with paranoia. And before my husband died, for months, he thought my husband was coming against him. He wasn't, but in his mind, that's what he was thinking. And because I didn't side with him, he's so angry with me. And then when I told him I was going to move, you know, on my own, I think that he didn't say it, but I think that made him even become more enraged with me. And he won't speak to me. He just pretty much, he calls me Barb. He's just very angry with me. And I feel like I'm mourning the death of my son as well as my husband. And I'm trying to get a hold of that as well. So I don't know if we could just pray for my son that the Lord would just bring him to repentance. I have been praying for him, but if you guys could all agree with me as well.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for bringing my son, John, to repentance. And I don't know, I just bind up those spirits in him. And I asked the Lord if I could cast them out, and he told me no. So I'm not casting schizophrenia out, but I've just been praying that the Lord would give me favor with him, that I just bind up those spirits in him. I haven't seen him now in over a month, so I don't really know what's going on with him. I hear he's homeless now. He doesn't really have a home. He left the home that we were both at, and I guess he's bouncing around from his father's to friend's house or something. I don't know, but I just pray that the Lord would bring him to repentance quickly.
Okay. We're going to pray for John, Barbara, again, and we're going to ask the Lord to do some things with him, but I'm going to ask you not to worry about it. All you need to do is, again, get in the rest that God's going to do this thing, okay?
Right.
You have to trust that the Lord's doing it. It don't make any difference what you see with your eyes, what you hear with your ears. It's what the Word of God says when we pray and we believe what we pray. we shall have it. So we're going to do that. You're going to get in the rest, and we're just going to see God do a miracle here. But you got to understand that he's got to take John to a place to where he will cry out to the Lord, okay?
I know.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up John to you. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to take him to the place to where he's going to cry out to you, Father, and he's going to be saved. And you're going to, I'm asking you to grant repentance to him, bring him into the kingdom in a mighty way.
Yes.
And I'm asking you, Lord, to take him. You know exactly what he needs to cry out to you, Lord. He's heard his mama talk about the Lord a lot, and his dad too. And Father, I thank you for it. And I thank you, Lord, that John's going to come into the kingdom. He's going to come in and repent and ask his forgiveness from his mother. And his mother's going to be able to minister to John to get rid of those spirits of schizophrenia and paranoia. Because all she has to do is just command them to go, and they have to go. And she don't have to sit there and beg them or anything else. All she has to do is say, you got to go in Jesus' name. And they're gone. And Father, we just thank you for it. We bind up those spirits right now, as it tells us to do in Matthew 18:18. Every time he comes around and thinks about his mama, those spirits, we bind you up right now in the name of Jesus. You cannot interfere with his relationship with his mama in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to do that for John and Barbara in Jesus' name. Amen, Barbara.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. I believe it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Let's see. Joe needs some prayer. Let me see what he's saying here. Michael, I need prayer for wisdom, please. Okay, Michael, I need prayer for wisdom, please. One of Nora's church friends invited us for dinner Friday night. I am sure the topic of me not going to church with Nora will come up. Thanks. Okay. Well, Lord, we lift up Joe to you. Is he on here? Yeah, there he is. Yeah, I see you, Joe. We lift up Joe to you, Father. We just ask, Lord, that you give him wisdom and the right and truthful words to speak if they ask him that question. And Father, we just thank you that it's going to be an awesome time that he has with Nora and her friends at this supper there that they're going to. And Lord, we thank you that they can ask all they want, but I'm asking you to give Joe the words that would turn them to you, Lord, in a mighty way, and Nora too. In Jesus' name. Lord, we're just hooking our faith up together on this fellowship right here to believe that Joe is going to be calm. He's going to be a smile on his face, and he's just going to give him the truth. In Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for our brother. We know that you're going to be with him. We thank you, Father, for filling him up with your Holy Spirit before he goes, that the power of God would come out of his mouth when he speaks. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. The power of God so powerful that Nora would take notice. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Now we bind up the spirits of religiosity in Jesus' name in that group. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to open up their truthful spiritual eyes and ears to hear what you have to say in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Anybody else want to pray?
Amen.
Amen. It's done, Joe. Don't worry about it, brother. You're going to be fine. All right. Anybody else? You say that was Friday night? Okay, I'm going to make a note of that, so I'm going to be praying for you. All right, anybody else? Well, I want to tell you something. We have had this week one of the most momentous weeks in the last 4 days. Last 4 days have been really momentous. God has told us to be sanctified and to get ready for this great happening. And he has, and he's doing it. I'm telling you, he is doing it. People are getting set free. They're getting freed up from things that they've had, that they've been in bondage to for most of their life. And it's just so awesome to see God work. We had a testimony last night that lasted over an hour of people talking about how freed up God freed them up from these demonic entities that we thought, you know, sometimes we've had these demons so long that we think that it's just part of us, you know. And boy, when they get free, they're free. And we've got some more to go, and I'm telling you, it's been an awesome, awesome week. We've got 5 coming over tomorrow for deliverance. We've got a bunch coming over Thursday. It's awesome. We had one guy come over today that I hadn't seen in quite some time. Bill, Missy. He got freed up today. Praise God. Yeah, and it's just awesome. God, I tell you, I get so thrilled to see people get set free from these captivating demons. Amen. And I'm just telling you, God's doing it. He has given grace now to get free. Because it just they go just like that. Pow, 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 pow. We had one guy, one person that got freed up, and then 2 days later got some more freedom, the rest of it. It's just awesome. You know, when you pray and you command those demons out, that's it. It's done. You know it's done. And that's the way it's been going. And when you know it's done, it might be a day later. It might be 2 days later. It might be going down the hill from the house like some of them have done. And then those demons all come out. We had one just come out in streams. Just like that. Boy, I'm telling you, it was, I said, whoa, glory to God. It's God is giving his bride grace. When we speak, they go. And it don't have to be me and David. It can be anybody. They have to go. Glory to God, they go too. And we've seen Jesus touching people. I've seen the demons come out, anything from a big old looking gorilla down to a little old puny imp. You know? And some of them, I don't see nothing. That's okay. I know they're gone. Because God has given us this grace to believe and get the bride clean. That's what he's doing. So I'm encouraging you, all of y'all, to just pray, to get rid of them, and know it's done. Know it's done. I tell you, the most common spirit is the spirit of rejection and the fear of rejection. That's the most common spirit that most people have. They've had it all their life. Most of them have. It goes just like that. It's gone. Whoa! I'm lightheaded. Man, I just going to have floating around on a cloud. Anyway, I just kind of wanted to relate that. It's really been a great time for David and I both to watch this. Yeah, Dave.
Why don't you talk about the rejection spirits, to understand more about it. Do you understand it very much?
Yeah. I did until I got here, but I've been in it for 8 years now. I understand it. I didn't know anything about it. It's people mostly who have been, who have had parents that either abused them physically, mentally, with their mouth, or were disciplinarians to the nth degree, okay, that have this rejection spirit. And you see it more pronounced in some than you do in others. It's people who are offended at every little old thing. And a lot of times they'll voice their concerns. A lot of times they get angry real quick. That spirit of rejection gets angry. Fear of rejection is somebody that always tries to justify himself when he messes up. So there's a lot more. Yeah, Sue, go ahead.
I feel like the Lord wants me to speak about what happened with me. I can't remember what day it was, but it was in the beginning of the, when we were starting to do that, casting out the demons and stuff, deliverance. And I went to David and Michael because I was troubled. I had a lot of oppression coming on me, and so I wanted to have some counseling with them to find out, you know, and prayer and stuff. And I dealt with rejection ever since I was, before I was even born, because my parents, they had three children and they didn't want any more. They didn't know if they could handle financially having any more. I mean, they were good parents and stuff, but they just didn't know what they were saying or doing, because they said I was a mistake, and not to the Lord. But I, you know, I heard that enough times that it just made me feel funny and didn't feel quite right. And I saw some partiality in my dad towards my older sister than to myself, and which made me feel rejected again, you know. And then I, my older brother and older sister would always make fun of me and tell me I was stupid and gullible, you know, which that didn't help either. But all those rejection things, it kind of, you know, like Michael was saying, you know, that's a big demon. But there's other demons that are smaller that relate to that, like, you know, them calling me dumb and stupid, that makes you feel rejected. And just a whole bunch of things that can accuse people of not being worthy, to the point where you end up being self-defense, you know, you defend yourself, you try to keep yourself from not being rejected. You try to do above and beyond what you think that you need to do, that others think you need to do, because you want to defend yourself and you want to prove that, no, I'm not stupid. No, I'm not this. No, I'm not that. You know, so you end up doing all this stuff. And that's what happened with me. And that was, I mean, I'm almost 70 now, and I've lived with rejection for a long time, you know. And so, you know, they cast that demon out. They cast out other demons that were smaller than that, that related to that, you know. And I'll tell you, when they did that, they, you know, each one that was named, I felt a little lighter, then a little lighter, and a little lighter, until the point where I, you know, because they were praying against all these demons, and to the point where I didn't have any heaviness in me anymore. You know, I felt real light. So I'm thankful that I went and was able to, you know, go through that. And I'd go again if I need to. I hope I don't, but I want to make sure I don't get any more demons. I don't want any.
Amen. Yeah, she mentioned the spirits that goes with it. Here's the ones that I've seen: is bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, self-justification, condemnation, All of those go with it, and there's some more, but that's the spirit of rejection is what that is. And it's pervasive in the United States. Yeah. I didn't realize it until I came here. Yeah, Leo.
We had a guy last night sharing with us about being bullied at school and stuff like that. And that's also another way you can get it. You know, when people start bullying you, then you kind of regress into yourself, and then other people pick up on that and they start bullying you too. So that's it.
Amen. Yeah. That's people that have been bullied like that. He had a lot of anger, a lot of hatred in him, and he admitted it last night, you know, and we cast it out, and he was free. I tell you, him and his sister Bo. All right. Anybody else got a question on this?
That sheds some light on some people I know.
Yeah.
Helps. I was kind of curious because, you know, I understood rejection a little bit. You know, I probably had it myself for a while, but I think I was able to overcome and have the Lord help me overcome that. But I see it in other people. You know, I understand their difficulties now. But sometimes you don't know how to deal with people like that because they're so angry and upset and offended when you're around them, you know, and you don't know how they're going to come off on you.
Yeah, well, that's our spirit of rejection. They've been bullied or abused as a child or whatever, you know. Didn't take a whole lot to get that thing in there, apparently. But I can tell you, Luke 10 and 19 gives us the authority over the power of that demon. And he's got to go. And he does go.
That demon, you can't just cast it out anybody. It's got to be somebody that, I don't know, wants it cast out?
Yep.
So if you start casting out demons from somebody that's not really coming for deliverance, that could be you can bind
them up while they're around you.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that. You can bind them up. And while they're around me, I bind you in the name of Jesus, you know.
Okay.
Speaking to me. Yeah, you can do that. But you're right. You can't cast them out because they don't want to cast out right then.
And that they aren't probably even aware that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, not only that, it's not scriptural. It's not scriptural unless the Lord allows you to do that to free them up. Go ahead, George.
Oops. I'm muted by accident, but I've been thinking about it. And like you said, binding those, when you recognize demonic activity, then ask God for strategy or think about what the word, you know, what did Jesus do and who were we allowed? You know, who is the bread? The healing is the children's bread. So you've got to help people come along and understand and get a foundation sometimes so that when they get free, they can stay free and they can battle on their own when they need to. And but when you see the activity to bind that demon, to pray in tongues and to make sure that you don't become part of the problem yourself, because God's given us everywhere that our foot steps, we have authority. This is our realm to bring the kingdom of God to earth and to let to choose our words. Maybe I'm preaching to myself right now, but I remind myself to choose my words a little more wisely, to sow grace and mercy, and to open a door and ask God that through love, through adding more love in me, not to let whatever buttons they get pushed to push my buttons, not to have spirits familiar with that to try to work on me while I'm trying to work on them, because they call in everybody. They don't want to give up that house. And there's a battle going on before we even engage. The Holy Spirit in us is exposing and pushing and making those things jump. And they're on a heightened sensitivity. But when we sow love and we sow principles, we take all the venom out of that situation and we open a door for them to have a brief moment of peace. And when they get a taste of peace and a taste of God and a taste of the kingdom, it opens them up to a vulnerability to maybe ask the right question or be in a position to want more freedom. When they get a taste of freedom, they want more freedom, and they expose. You know, I have people doing it to me all the time, telling me parts of their life or their story or where they're at that I don't have any business knowing. But when they give you that information, to go ahead and offer them more kingdom, say, you know, if I was in your shoes, or I've been where you're at, and this is what I did to get freedom. And just put, you know, push a little, if they open the door for you, push a little bit more to get Jesus's foot in the door, because he's the God of all comfort. And if we offer that comfort and they know that they're tormented and they don't have a clue about the language that we're trying to speak to them or anything else about this kind of stuff, you know, some, I think the world can deal with, they watch all these supernatural shows all the time on ghost chasers and everything else. If it's just, you know, a matter of fact that you're getting harassed by the dark team, and there's another team that you can get involved with that'll keep these boogers away for good, and you can free other people, you know, it's a chain reaction, and these people get to go and deal with people that we never get to touch. But I'm in the middle all the time. Tomorrow I got to go get in a nest and offer grace and offer love, and I'm expecting God to go ahead and hurry up and get some of this work done, because it's just ridiculous to see people tortured and see people fail and become their own worst enemies because nobody's giving them the good news. And, you know, we got to be ready with the good news. And, you know, sometimes we're watering, sometimes we're sowing a seed, and sometimes we get to take the whole harvest. So that's all I got to say.
Amen. That's good, Joy. Thank you. Yeah, Leah.
Well, I thought about the girl that followed Paul around proclaiming that she was demon-possessed, and she was proclaiming that these men will show you the way to salvation. And then Paul got mad at her, and he cast that demon out of her. But what the story doesn't say is that she got saved. It doesn't say that she had, if she had more demons than that, and if they were cast out as well. But it does say that that demon came out, and so the guys that were using her to make money off her divination. I'll try a different word. They got mad and, came against Paul. But anyway, the thing I'm saying is that if you cast a demon out of a person, you don't know how many demons are in there. You may get the spirit of rejection come out, but there's other spirits associated with that as well. Well, in that deliverance we had, when I had my session with Michael and David, I wrote down a list. I made a list of four things, and then I asked the Lord by lot if I had other demons that I wasn't thinking about or anything, and he told me three more. So that would be seven. And then in the middle of the night, I woke up and I thought about another one, so I wrote that one down. Then when I got to the session, I explained all the reasons to David and Michael. I explained why these were on the list and so forth. But David came up with some other ideas, and Michael came up with some other ideas. And there were 12 demons that came out of me. And then Michael mentioned earlier about somebody going down the driveway and getting delivered too. Well, as I was going home from their house to my apartment, I had three more episodes come out. So that would have been a total of 15. I would have never guessed that in my entire life. But you see, so casting that one demon out may do a little bit for you, but it's not going to do a lot.
Amen. Well, that's when we get through with the list, going down the list that people bring, then we go and command those demons that are left to speak their name. And we've had everything from, you know, the symptom name, like, I don't know, well, just a simple little demon or something like that come up, all the way up to an ancient name that they come up with. It don't make any difference what kind of name it is. They got to go. You know, we'll just speak it, and they got to go. And we understand that, and the people that come in here understand it too, that when we command that demon to go, it's gone. And just like Leon said, it might not want to go, and it might not leave until some time later. But we know that it has to go. And when we cast them out, they're gone. That, like I said, it might take a day or so. It might get it all done right there. I don't know. But how God wants to do it. And here's the kicker. Is that we have to have our armor on all the time. They'll come back. They'll try to come back. And if they try to come back, all you have to do is rebuke them. Because, no, I close that door. You got to get out of here in the name of Jesus. And they will. And they will. And people are getting freed up. It's awesome. It's really awesome. That session last night with people giving their testimony was so awesome. We spent probably, I don't know, hour and a half, 2 hours on that. With that and praying for people. It's awesome. God is doing the thing. Now, there wasn't no crazy stuff going on, like levitating up over the ceiling or something like that. People howling like a wolf or something like that, with fire coming out their ears and things like that. No, people wasn't slithering around like a snake on the floor. It was just getting in there, getting the job done, and getting freed up. That's what God wants us to do. That's what God wants us to walk in freedom. He wants every one of us. Look, I went through it. Me and David went through it. You know? Bless God, I didn't have but a half a demon. No, I'm just kidding. It's not your business how many I had. But we got free. That's what matters, is we all got free. Praise God. No, I had a spiral notebook with 250 pages full of them. No. Go ahead, Leon.
You
got
to get that demon of joking out of you.
Okay. You pray for me, okay? You pray for me. All right. Lord of God. Well, we just thank you, Lord, because we know that you want us to have a merry heart all the time. Amen. Oh, there goes one. Sue just got rid of one. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Coughing, yawning, hacking, all of it. Just, it don't make any difference. It just goes. They go. They have to. I saw one come out of somebody. I got to explain this. I've never seen one like this. This demon, pretty big demon, but it had skin like a horned toad. Did I explain this the other night? Did I? That was Saturday night. But he had a face like a, kind of like a wolf, but he had wide, loose skin on him, and he was big, and he was like a big old funky looking thing. He was ugly. And I came out of a small person. I said, "Hi, in the world, did that thing get in there?" You know? But, and then, you know, you see, I saw one come up. It was just kind of a smoky looking thing, and it had a long nose. I don't know why God chose him to me, but I saw him, you know, and I tell him, I said, "Well, it's gone." I seen, and I seen the Holy Spirit come in people too when he comes in, and I forget who it was. I'm not going to tell you any names, but you know what? It was like streams of beams of light coming into him. One of them was, and another one was just came down. I believe that was this morning, just came down. It was just like a bucket of streams of light just poured into him all at once. And it's just awesome to watch. God allows us to see things like that sometimes. Y'all too, I'm sure. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. We're going to have some.
I always thought if I got closer to Tennessee, I might see more visions, but.
No, it's not that, babe. You can see visions. Just ask the Lord for them, you know. Amen. I got an angel right outside the door. His name is Barry. And then Jerry's across the hall. And then we got Shem down below. Now that's not their, they got Israeli names or Jewish names. This one across the road, this one outside my door is Baruch. His name is Baruch. One across the way, his name is Jeriel. And I just call him Barry and Jerry for short because I can't ever pronounce that name real fast, you know. And then the one downstairs, his name is, do you remember what his name is, Denny? Down underneath the Drain the Swamp sign?
Shemuel.
Yeah, Shemuel. There you go. I call him Shem. You know, we got Barry, Jerry, and Shem. And when we pray, sometimes in a prayer meeting, people see him just leave. And they'll huddle up, and then they'll leave. And then they'll come back. You know, it don't take an angel long to take care of business. You know what I'm talking about?
They told you their names.
Well, they told E.
Awesome.
Yeah, I guess if I ask them, I already know their names, so I don't have to ask them. I caught her one day. I caught her looking. She sits across the room from me sometimes, and I caught her looking. I said, "What are you looking at?" She said, "That's an angel up there." She says, I said, "Really?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "What's his name?" "I don't know. I asked him." So next time, his name is, what'd you say, Leon? Jeriel? Jeriel, yeah. Jeriel. "Oh, okay, that's Jerry." And then she said, "Well, there's another one up there, too." I said, "What's his name?" She said, "I don't know, but I had to ask him." So she asked him. His name was Baruch, Baruch. And then that latest one came downstairs. He was under, somebody put a big old sign. We got a, what do you call that, Leon, that water thing?
Drain the Swamp.
No, not the sign. I'm talking about the water with the 5 gallon. Barkley? Berkey filter.
Yeah.
Over there that drains, that does the water. And that angel sits under there. And one day was in there talking about stuff and talking about draining the swamp politically and also in God's church too. And that angel was standing there with his sword and had it up there looking back at it. Like, it's fixing to happen. It's fixing to happen. So, that's cool.
I remember Tom Kruger talking about having a couple angels that he's were around his house.
But yeah.
I get the impression that they're assigned to you. There are angels assigned.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
They're with you your whole life.
Yep. You got a guardian angel. Everybody does, and maybe more than one. Depends on how much work you do, you know.
I think it'd be nice if we knew their names.
Ask
them. We have no more.
And ask the Lord to show them to you.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael?
Yes, sir.
Tell them about the Sweetwater house and the angels that you saw.
Oh, I've told that before, but I'll tell it again. When we moved in that house down there back in September of 2011, it was a great big two-story home. It was built in 1827. It was a two-story home. Oh, the second oldest home in that town. And then the addition was put on in 1849. The new addition was put on in 1849. But anyway, it was a big old house with tall ceilings and stuff. When we first went in there, we kept seeing, I did, and other people did too. They kept seeing monkey spirits showing up in the windows. They went inside. They were just showing up in the windows. And I said, well, we need to do us a little exorcism. And so we got out one evening and just paraded around the house and commanding those demons to leave. And I'm telling you, we could see them taking off and leaving and out of there. And come to find out, nobody would stay in that house very long, more than a month, because it was haunted, they said. They said it was haunted and it run people out of there. But you get a bunch of Christians in there that's got faith, you know, and they don't bother them. Anyway, we started a morning prayer meeting. And I'd call David, and he'd come over on his motorcycle. And we'd have prayer meeting. And then one day the Lord showed me all these angels just standing around with the, you know, hands in the pockets, I guess, more than anything else, you know, just milling around. I said, Lord, what is this? He said, they ain't got nothing to do. He said, they have clocked in, but nobody wants to pray. So we went to pray. And the next morning, I called her to David, and he came over. And we had some fruit trees outside. It was probably about 6.5 feet tall, maybe 7 feet tall. And right out in front of, on the back porch, it was an enclosed back porch with glass all up and down the porch. And we'd sit out there in summer morning and spring morning, and I saw all these angels out there flying around. They was flying just above the peach and apple trees out there, just flying all around. And I said, what in the world? So we started praying, and when we started praying in the spirit, those angels came down, stood right out in front of that porch, and as we were praying, I'd see one take off, then another one to take off, then another one to take off, then another one to take off, and then another one to take off until they were all gone as we kept praying. And what the Lord was showing us, we're the ones that put the angels to work by our praying. When you pray for somebody and you intercede for somebody, those angels do the job. They go out there and they do the job. God sends them out there to do the job. That's what I believe. Because I've seen it happen, yeah. Yeah, Leon, go ahead.
Every morning in my prayers, I pray for the president, and I don't pray for this, but I dispatch the angels to go and give him any help that he needs in order to defeat the deep state. You know, so I give him an assignment, and I haven't seen any angels personally, yeah. But I know they're there, and I know they're waiting for it. So I dispatched him to go and help President Trump and give him all the information he needs, down to their very conversations, the people coming against him, down to their very conversation, so he can know what's going on. So I basically do that every morning. So.
Yeah. Amen. That's why intercessory prayer is good to do every day, you know. Whatever the Lord brings to your mind, intercede for these people, intercede for one another. It's a good thing to do. I tell you, we had some victory today, Lord of God. Oh, my goodness. That faction devil had struck one of our people, and we went into prayer mode, and we had victory today. We had victory today. Praise God. I can't tell you any more than what I just told you. Debbie and Denny and Tim and them, Judy and them, we'll find out in the morning. But we had an awesome victory. Awesome victory today. I mean, it was one we were fretting about, just to put it lightly. David and I both were. But praise God, God came through. You know, he's got a whole lot more grace and mercy than we can even think about, you know. Because we've seen people in that same state of mind where that faction demon has taken over and just taken them out of here, get mad and go. Many times. But boy, today, we went in prayer mode. And we praise God for doing this. And bam, got the telephone call. Ooh, glory to God. That God we serve is awesome. He is so awesome. I'm telling you. Judy and Sue are sitting there trying to figure out who it is. Yeah. Missy trying to figure it out. Yeah, well, I ain't going to tell you. Praise the Lord. You'll hear soon enough. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, David.
We should probably pray for a woman I have at work here. Actually, there's a couple of them, but this one's about to lose her job. I think she's getting terminated this week. She just was not around. She just wouldn't come to work. You know, I'm one of those that just like show up for a day and be gone for 2 months, you know. And the post office is real. They give you a lot of rope. They'll give you as much rope as you need, but they keep on, you know, putting knots in that rope till it's done. And then when they have enough knots, they can say you're done. So she's at that point. She's got demons. That's the problem. Most people see it as being a personal problem, but she's just got demons. Her name's Carol Durbin. We'll pray for her. I have a hard time approaching her because those things are all, they come out. So in the name of Jesus, Father, we come and on behalf of Carol Durbin give her relief, to bind these spirits while she's at the post office so that maybe she can find somebody that, like me or anybody else that can talk to you and, maybe get a little light. She's very resistant to all this. If the opportunity is there, Lord, and if you want to make it, that would be great. Otherwise, I'll just leave it all in your hands how you want to do it. I'm not going to force the situation because this is not somebody that's you can walk around. You got to be very careful around her, what you do whenever you're around her. So, Lord, I'll leave that up to you in your wisdom, how you'd want to proceed with this. But as far as I know, this is she's being let go this week. So that's in your hands, how you want to handle this. And I gave this intercession to you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just bind up those spirits of rage in her from doing anything. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you she's going to go in there, get whatever's coming to her, and leave. In Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you grant repentance to her. She needs to be freed up. In Jesus' name. Lord, we just ask that your spirit of help me, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for saving that lady. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord of the harvest, would send somebody around to her to grant to talk about the salvation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else? Yeah, Leah.
This girl that used to live right across the hall from me, but she's moved downstairs now. Her name is Pam. She's been to the assembly before. I brought her when I first moved in here. But anyway, she's a Baptist or something. So you know what she believes or doesn't believe. But she asked me to take her to Knoxville on the 6th to get surgery. And so I said I would, of course, you know. But I've tried to minister to her about healing everything in the scripture, you know, believing what Jesus said. But anyway, so I'm going to be praying for her in the next couple of days that she doesn't even have to have that surgery. But I want you guys to agree with me.
Okay.
Receive that and believe that and get healed. So, Lord, we just come to you and we pray that you know where my heart is in this, and the intent that I have, Lord God, to manifest your glory, nothing to do with me, Lord God, but everything to do with you. And we pray that you would heal Pam, Lord, in a way that she would know that you still heal today, Lord God. And then I could minister the other truths to her that she won't receive now. But, Lord God, just do this mighty work and just bless my attempts and you work everything out. You prepare her heart for this and just thank you. I thank you. And I believe it's going to be that way, Lord God. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We believe it's going to happen in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Lily.
Yeah, this is just prayer from my job. I don't know where this is coming from, but I've been getting a lot of anxiety. I've taken 14 days off from my job. I got a lot of vacation time, but I've been going, but ever since I've been going, no, I'm just going, you know, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear coming out of nowhere, you know. A lot of fearful bombardment. I don't know where it's coming from. And it's not like a fear of losing my job. It's just the fear of the people I'm working with, you know. You know, sudden outbursts of anger or violence or so this fear has just been coming out of nowhere. I wasn't like that when I first started working there. But it's like a thing that's trying to wear me down. And when you're working with, you know, the homeless, you got everything coming at you. Just when you've seen it, you think you've seen it all, more just keeps coming. And so, you know, I can use prayer for that. You know, just high anxiety, fear, fearful, you know, the fear that's been trying to come over me with this job. And it's not only just fear, it's like I got to get away from this. You know, I can't do this anymore. I got to get away from this. It's just been feelings like that.
Okay. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, you've given us the authority over all the power of the enemy. You told us that when a stronger man comes into the room, he takes over. That's us, because we got Jesus. And we come against this anxiety, oh, Willie, we command it to go in Jesus' name. We command the fear to go in Jesus' name. We command all stress and everything associated with it to go in the name of Jesus. We command it by the power and the blood of Jesus that it has to go in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you put him in the rest about his job, that he don't have to worry about anything, because he's wearing Jesus. He's walking like Jesus. He's looking in the mirror every morning and seeing Jesus. And he knows that he's in the rest because Jesus is guiding him in Jesus' name. We praise you, Father, that you've already set him free in Jesus' name. Anxiety, fear, all of you go in the name of Jesus. You have to. The word says it, declares it, and decrees it in Jesus' name. Amen. That's done. That's done. Thank you, Father. Lord, hallelujah. Here's what the word says. Luke chapter 11 and 21. When the strong, fully armed, guardeth his own court, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come, that's Jesus, okay, upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him his whole armor wherein he trusted. That was the devil. When Jesus comes into the room, he takes over. That's the blood of Jesus. And he delivered us out of the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in Colossians 1 and 13 said. Praise be to God. Glory, hallelujah. And shout the word. And he says in Luke 10 and 19, behold, I have given you authority. That's the right to use power, by the way. Authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all, I said all, the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. That's something that's already been accomplished, folks. That's already been done by the power of God. God has given us that authority to partake of everything that Jesus did at the cross. He took it on himself at the cross. All we have to do is just exert that power, command that demon to go. Got to go. It can't do nothing but go in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that every time that we do that, they're gone. Now, when we come up like we saw, when was it? Yesterday. When we saw, Allah saw, these demons that were on this person, inside that person, on this person, they were in a gallery and they were trying to hide behind a little wall there. And I said, I see you. I see you. And we started casting them out. What they were saying, they said, you reckon he sees us? What are they going to do? What are they going to do? What are they going to do? And they were scared. Like in Arkansas, we say, they were scared, man. I'm telling you, the demons were scared, and they was looking up, and they were trying to pick up over the thing to see, and as we was casting them out, they went in out of that thing. Here they go. What happens, a lot of times, them big demons will push them little demons up there to sacrifice them first. But then you get down to the last of them, the big demons got to go too. Ooh, it's just so much fun to watch. Man, finally the gallery was empty. Praise God. It looked like, when I saw it, I said, that looks like how they do this peanut gallery, you know? Y'all don't remember, a lot of you don't remember that. Remember that. Praise God. Yeah, Judy. You got to unmute yourself, hon. You can't hear nothing you say when you got yourself muted. All right, we can hear you.
Okay. We can hear you. Well, as everybody was praying for somebody, a friend of mine that I brought to a couple meetings, Rachel, came to my mind. And I don't know, you know, I'm not really sure yet why the Lord's put us together, but I know there's a reason. And I'd like for you to pray for her to be delivered. I know she has some things. I'm not sure. You know.
Yeah.
So you pray for her?
Yeah.
For Rachel?
Yeah, I will. Father, we lift up Rachel to you. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we bind up those religious spirits that she has. And we command you to leave her spiritual eyes open. We command you to take the veils off and allow her to see.
Amen.
The truth of the gospel.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you that she's going to see the love of Christ the next time that she shows up there. She's going to see the love that the people have for her.
Amen.
That she's never seen before. Lord, I thank you that the next time Rachel comes to the meeting, that she'll want to get delivered and set free just like the rest of them did.
Amen.
And I bind up all of those angels. I bind up every one of those demons that tries to hinder her walk.
Yes.
From even messing with her while she comes to that meeting in Jesus' name. Yes. I don't know when it's going to be, but I know, Lord, it's going to be a divine appointment by you when she's ready. And Lord, I thank you that she's going to get so freed up, she won't know how to. She's going to love Jesus.
Amen.
And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I believe it too.
Yes.
She just bound up in all that religiosity she's had in the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Anybody else? Yeah, George, go ahead, brother.
I'd just like to encourage Brother Willie, God did not give you a spirit of fear, but of love and power, of a well-disciplined, sound mind. And put your hands up, Willie. Let me see your hands. We commit our members to the work of God. These are not hands meant to strike people or lash out in anger, but these are hands meant for healing for the body of Christ, that Jesus, as our head, means for your hands to be used for healing for the rest of your life, and that he's given you a spirit of love and power and of a well-disciplined mind to do everything that he's called you to do, to get every reward that he's called you to get. And he's helping you run your race and set aside every weight that slows you down. And Willie, you've got a beautiful face that when it smiles, people want to find favor with you. So keep smiling and go into the battle with joy so that people come to you looking for favor and not looking to drag you down into what they're in, but for you to reach down and bring them up to where you are. And that's all I got. I love you, brother, and I know you're going to do well for Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Good word. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Ooh, my. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the Holy Spirit right here. Yeah, Denny, go ahead, brother.
Yeah. What come to me, Willie, was there was times when Jesus got off by himself and was set apart, but there was those special times when he just wanted to be with the Father. And so just encourage you in that way, just to really get with the Lord, you know, and trust him. He's going to do something in you. So, amen.
I believe it. Thank you, Lord, for these special words. Amen. Y'all ever just want to get up and just jump around and holler and scream, praise God? Well, I do. I don't know. Maybe I'm just different. I don't know. I do. I want to get up and praise God, dance around. I've done that downstairs a lot. David, holler up, what are you doing up there? He said, sound like you're talking to somebody. I said, no, I'm praying. And I'm praising God. He said, well, that's what I thought you was doing. Anyway, we do that. I'll do the same thing then. What are you doing in there? I said, I'm praying. Okay, I'm just making sure. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. You could do that with a brother, can't you? All right. Anna's going to play us a song. Praise God. Go, Anna, go. Oh, okay. Oh, she's a good singer. She was going to learn how to play the banjo, but I don't know what happened to that.
Don asked for her back.
Oh, he did? Okay. All right.
It's a lot harder than the guitar.
Okay. All right. You got a big finger, Missy. That's a big one, boy. Whoa, man. All right. Anybody else got something they want to talk about? Yeah, Marilyn, go ahead.
Yeah, I just got a call from a friend from Montana, and she's somebody that's been a part of UBM for quite a while, and she has a son that's schizophrenic. He's somebody that we've prayed for many years, and he's about late 30s, and so I prayed with her on the phone, but I also told her that we would pray here as well. I just ask everybody to unite their faith with me for Scooter. Lord, you know Scooter. You've known him since before he was in the womb. And Lord, I believe that by faith he's called and elect and he's chosen, and the battle's been really fierce for Scooter. And Lord, you're just reminding me what you showed me about Scooter and his brother, that I believe they're going to be in the two witness ministry. You're going to bring them both out from under the law. You're going to enlighten the eyes of their understanding by the power of the Holy Spirit. You're going to grant unto them the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation of the knowledge of Christ. Lord, you're going to pour out a spirit of repentance and faith on both Scooter and his brother Bobby. And we bind up the spirit of schizophrenia, all the rejection and rebellion in Scooter, the spirits of addiction, all the bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness, all the depression, all the criticism and judgment, anger and hate. Lord, the pharmakia, the drinking, the video games, And that slothful spirit, Lord, and that spirit of retaliation, we bind them up in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I just thank you and praise you. We retain the love of God to come down and touch Scooter's heart even tonight. We retain the light of the love of Jesus to come and enlighten the eyes of his understanding by the Holy Spirit. Draw him to you, Lord, and give him hope. And Lord, I don't just pray this for Scooter. I pray this for many that I know that are in this situation, this prison of schizophrenia. I pray it for Caroline. I pray it for Chad. I pray it for all of your chosen, all of your elect that are in this bondage, Lord, that even now Jesus came to set the captives free. Lord, pour your spirit out. Reach out and minister the love and the grace and the mercy from the throne of grace in a powerful and a mighty way, Lord, that these people are going to begin to have hope. And Lord, that they're not going to hear all these familiar spirits and voices in their heads. Lord, that they're going to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it, go not to the right nor the left." Lord, that they hear your voice and they are led of your voice and your leading of, Lord, into the kingdom by the power of your Spirit. Lord, we just thank you and praise you that you can do everything. Nothing's too hard for you. What's impossible with man is possible with God. And Lord, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, Lord, that nothing is hidden from you. You see everything, you hear everything, you know everything. And Lord, you're calling your children home. And you're bringing them out of all this darkness and out of all this bondage. And we include Barbara's son, John, in that as well. Lord, that even tonight you're calling him. And Lord, I just thank you for the glorious saving work that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, we just took our faith up with Marilyn and everybody else, and we just believe, Lord, that you're going to do this for Scooter and his brother Bobby and John, and we just praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You're awesome, God. Praise your holy name, Lord. Amen. All right. Who's next? There is power in the name of Jesus. Y'all know that song? There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Y'all just wish you could sing like me. Thank you, Jesus, for breaking all them chains off them people. In Jesus' name. Amen. Willie, I'm still wanting to listen to that wooden clarinet, saxophone, ever what it is. I got to listen to see what that thing sounds like one of these days. Is that a bamboo?
I have a bamboo one and I have a PVC one. For some reason, I like the PVC way better than the bamboo.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going to bless us one of these days with that thing, aren't you? One of them.
Yeah, I'd do some repairs on it. It's actually sitting on my bed. I'm getting ready for summer, you know, music thing.
Let me see the reed on that thing. Has it got a reed on it?
Yeah.
Reed is beneath. Yeah. Awesome. Ah. Oh, man. Look out now.
And so you got six holes in the front.
Yeah.
You have one hole in the back. So it creates a really warm. Hold on. I'll see if I can get something out of it.
Yeah. Come on with it, brother.
My mama yell at me. It's your fault.
I'll accept it, man. I'll receive the problems.
Had to go find my helmet so I can put it on my head. Boy, what you got?
Oh, my. Oh, my.
For such a wonderful sounding instrument, it's amazing how much of your own spit you have to put on it. That just sounds beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Go for it, bro.
Hold on. I'm just demonstrating it, Ma. I'm just, yeah, I know.
Mama, I asked him to, Mama. Oh, my goodness. That sounded good, Willie. That sounded like a saxophone.
I don't know how well you can hear it. It sounds so much better in person. But it's an interesting instrument.
Yeah, yeah. You bring it with you when you come to Tennessee. Hey, Mama.
Oh, I didn't know you were sleeping. I was just trying to show him how it sounds.
I was ready to throw my leg off and pop you in your head.
Now you know where I get such my sweet nature from.
Your mama's sweet gal. Okay. Thank you, Willie. Go, Leah.
Yeah, when we were doing that deliverance yesterday, you were asking me about fear of rejection. And do you recall that, Michael?
Okay.
All right. So I don't think I have fear of rejection, but I do think I have a spirit of rejection. Maybe they're all associated. If you have one, you have the other. I'm not sure. But I'm not a fearful person. So that's why I said no. But I do think I went through at least a period of rejection various times in my life. So if you wouldn't mind, I'd like you to pray for me about rejection.
Okay. Well, the fear of rejection, let me just explain what that is. The fear of rejection is someone who doesn't like to be rejected by a man, and they're always anxious about, what somebody's going to say to them or say about them. And that's the fear. And we can cast it out. You ready? In the name of Jesus right now, we cast that fear of rejection out of Leon. You got to go in the name of Jesus, because we have the power of the blood of Jesus. And we command it to go right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that Leon is free from that. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's done. You believe that, brother?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, but Michael, if you want to see a better demonstration, I got a couple of videos on YouTube of the
instrument. Oh, do you? Yeah. What's your channel?
Just type in. It's just Willie Thomas.
Type your name in.
There's no particular name for the channel.
Okay. The great musician Willie Thomas playing the PVC pipe. Thank you, Lord.
Why does my head feel a little heavier?
Okay. Joe, did you have something? I saw you raise your hands a while ago.
Yeah, I have to confess, I learned quite a lot today. I took things a little bit other way around, so I learned a lot today. So just want to say thank you, Lord, and thank you for the fellowship.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Father. I love it up here too, Joe. I love his Tuesdays and Thursday night. Thank you, Father. I like Saturday nights too. And nobody could listen to us in, see? We can talk about everybody that don't show up in, see? I'm just kidding. Wayne Drew, go ahead.
Weren't we supposed to talk about is the goal of Christianity to go to heaven? Or what was the question?
Yeah, that was, I think it was Denny, wasn't it you, Denny? Yeah, is the goal of Christianity to go to heaven? But we're out of time. So if you've got something you want to say, Andrew, say it in the next minute and a half.
Well, that's where you would want to go, you know, but there's a lot more to it than just that goal, I think. I'm not going to spoil it. I don't know if you want to do that.
Yeah, we could do that Thursday night. How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. We kind of got a little bit off on deliverance because that's what we're going through here. So Thursday night, we'll go through the goal. Is the goal of Christianity to go to heaven? Of course, we know it's not. But anyway. That's our ultimate landing place. Okay, anybody else got something they'd like to add? We got a few minutes left. I hadn't even checked up on the news lately. I don't even know what's going on. We've been so busy around here. Is Trump still president? I just that's how far away I've been away from it. I don't even look at it anymore. I'm tired of it. Same old stuff. Is Trudeau still a president up there, Andrew?
Yeah, this is an election year though, so we'll see.
Well, hopefully that Canada will go the same way that Australia did, and New Zealand may go, and also France is fixing to go, it looks like.
Quite a few of the countries, yeah.
Yeah, they're all going back toward sovereignhood, I guess. Well, Lord, we just thank you for draining the swamp. People are tired of all this mess that these evil people have tried to put on their countrymen. And Lord, we thank you for just getting them all out and draining that swamp once more. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for relief down there for Joe, too. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that anarchy party is thrown out of office in Jesus' name. And some good people be put in there, good conservative people that loves everybody. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Father. Amen. All right, Lord, I just praise you for a good night tonight. We thank you for that wonderful, wonderful Bible that gives us the word, and it shows us what our authority is. It shows us what the promises are. It shows us what your commands to us are. And it shows us the standard by which we live our daily life, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you're getting us all up on that single narrow road, Lord, to you. We're climbing up the mountain, Lord, Mount Zion, climbing up to the top of Mount Zion. That's where we want to end up, Lord, and be there with you during this next 7 years. And Lord, we thank you that during that time, we're going to be in the bride. That's a special place, Lord, a special place with you, to have that close relationship with you, Lord. That's what we want. And I'm asking you, Father, tonight, that you fill us all up with your Holy Spirit, so much so, Lord, that there's no room for nothing else, that all of darkness has to go because you filled us so much up with your love of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for it, Father. Be with us tonight. Give us a good night's sleep. Give us dreams and visions of the things that you want us to know, Lord. And I ask, Father, that you bring us all back again Thursday night with a mind full of what this goal of the Christian is. And I praise you and glorify you. And I thank you, Lord, for all of these deliverances that are taking place even as we speak. And I thank you for all my brothers and sisters, Lord. I'm asking you to pour out your love upon them, Lord. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let me get y'all unmuted here.